Our guest today is Ken Fair. He is the event chair with the Kincardine Lions. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good, JC. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about something that's happening tomorrow. Yeah. This is the All Wheel Park Fun Day. The Kincardine Lions are hosting this event at the Davidson Center. Let's talk about the event. What if people show up, what are they going to see? What are they going to get to do?
So what they're going to see is we have quite a few exhibits there. What we have is a touch of chalk portion to do. They have all kinds of construction equipment, support from municipalities, some of their equipment, and a lot of our contractors have been great to support us. We'll have the OPP and the fire department and emergency services are going to be there. And then we have the Nuclear Institute is doing a little booth there to kind of give us more education about nuclear and stuff like that. And MBX with robotic dog surfs up, actually doing a skateboard demonstration and stuff like that. So the higher end skateboarding guys that are local guys that are gladly do some demonstrations and stuff. Power basketball thing. We even have a representation from the municipality. Doug Kennedy and Beth Blackwell are counselors. They're going to have a table there and they're going to run some games. And we have another table there, craft table and stuff like that for the kids to enjoy crafts and stuff. And it's more of an information session for the All Wheel Park. We'll have a barbecue there by donation only. And if anybody can find a couple hours, please come down and enjoy a little bit of time and see some different things. So we're appreciative of all the community's support, and it's been awesome. So
it sounds like a full day. Of course, it's going to be happening tomorrow, Saturday, the All Wheel Park Fun Day. The Lions are putting this on at the Davidson Center from 10 to 2. Let's talk about the information. People might show up wanting to learn more about the All-Wheel Park. And we've been seeing lots of great news stories about big checks that have been handed over for the project. It's still a little while away, though.
Yes, it's a huge project. We're probably looking at 600,000, basically. It's about 6,500 square feet. So if you can imagine, it'll be about 1,300 square foot houses in that area type thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a higher end park, and with some of the features, they may be a little bit more handicap accessible too. There might be an option for that type thing too, right? We'll be outlying where the park will be, mm-hmm, and stuff, and the situation in the park, so people don't quite have a grasp on that yet, but there's space available there. So, and like I say, we got to target the 10 to 20 year olds to get something going for this, because there really isn't not much activity other than the odd basketball hoop, mm-hmm, for them to freely go to and stuff. So this is very important, I think, for the community safety and community engagement and stuff like that. So it's very good. So
it's a great opportunity for anyone that has any questions about the All Wheel Project or All Wheel Park Project, or of course, if they want to make any donations, they can do that at the event tomorrow. Again, it's happening from 10 to 2 over at the Davidson Center. Details can be found on the Kincardine and District Lions Club Facebook page. We'll post the poster for the event, of course, on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Ken, is there anything else we need to know about the event or about anything the Lions are up to these days?
Well, the Lions have been, we've been actively fundraising for this part of it. So we've been really successful, and thank you very much to the public support that we've been given. It's just been incredible and stuff. So we're just getting this rolling and stuff, and we'll maybe do more of a financial update on the park in the fall and see where we're at. And so we have a long ways to go, but it's coming. So we'll keep plugging away till we get what we want. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. We look forward to good news and hopefully a lot of happy faces tomorrow at the event, again happening from 10 to 2 at the Davidson Center. Ken, the event chair of the Kincardine Lions, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, JC.